Sukkim over here, when it describes that Rachel wanted children, she comes to Yaakov. The pasuk says, "Vatekane Rachel ba'chois v'atimal Yaakov, hovali boni v'main meisa noichi." And then vayichar af Yaakov baRachel v'yeim atachas lekim noichi. The conversation over here, Chazal learn out first of all, for Rachel is asking for children. She uses a lashon v'ayin meisa noichi. Chazal learn a person that doesn't have children is choshev kameis. So obviously, when she was asking, Rachel was asking Yaakov for children, so obviously it was something which was very important. Chazal learned from here that a person doesn't have children is choshev kameis. So she was pleading to Yaakov. And Yaakov's answer seems to be, Vayichar af Yaakov baRachel hatachas lekim anoichi hashemonim mimeich pribatin. So Rashi also brings down what's mimeich, right? So mimeich means, at omre she'ese ka'abo. You should do like my father. Ani einoi ka'abo. I'm not like my father. Abo loy lebonim, ani yesh libonim. My father did not have children. That's why he davened. Mashenkin, I already have children, so therefore, mimcha mana v'lei mimenu. It's your problem. It's not for me. Is this the way Yaakov, who's talking to Rachel? Rachel was the one that Chazal tells us. The pasuk even tells us earlier that vayev es Rachel. Right, Leah was called Snua, and Rachel was called Nilaft. Rav Yaakov, and still Chazal, he uses the Torah tells of Ayicha Af Yaakov Rachel. What is pshat in this dialogue between Yaakov and Rachel? So the Ramban on this, he explains that the reason is, says the Ramban, the reason why Yaakov angry at Rachel was, first he asks, "Chitzadiker mispal about achirim, even if he doesn't need children, you can't daven somebody else." In Elio, Velisha mispal about noshim. Elio, they daven for women that needed children; they wasn't their wives. So he says over here the Ramban, and he tells us that the reason is that Rachel was using a very gagua. He used the lashon derech gagua noshim or yaava islaf chida bemisasa. Yaakov felt that Rachel was using. Blackmail, but she was using such a way that she was telling Yaakov that if you don't give me children, I'll die. He felt she was trying to corner Yaakov in such a way that he should be mispalel. That's why he got angry. It says, if you're trying to, you play an emotional game on me. So that's what Yaakov. What Yaakov was trying to tell you, when Yaakov used that lash, it could be from that. It wasn't his problem, it was her problem, says the Ramban. To give us some Musa, to tell us, Yaakov's whole plan was that she shouldn't rely on a tzaddik. She should daven herself. And actually, says the Ramban, if you look at the Psukim later in Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, Vayishma Eleo Lekim, Hashem listen to her. What Yaakov was trying to tell me, don't rely on me, don't rely, I'm not I don't have the koyach to be able to change Nakora, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what he was trying to tell her was to rely actually on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once heard a Maisa, there was a Maifus once happened, this is a Mashal, but Erech Mashal is. Once a miracle happened, and the Chassidim were all standing around, and each one was trying to attribute the miracle to their Rebbe. Each one was saying that their Rebbe did this Maifus, and the other one was saying their Rebbe. And one of the Rebbes walked in, he says, Laida HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Chassidim. That only, in other words, he said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't attribute HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you get so focused on doing different things and you forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does it. What Yaakov was trying to do with this according to the Ramban, was Yaakov was trying to tell Rachel, why are you coming and relying on me? Go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Klal Yoker, beginning this week's parsha, when it says, the Klal Yoker is bothered by, seems to be out of order. It shouldn't say, Ferat to Yom HaVakedo. He says the ruchos go yom of akedma should go katzeda leiskiran kesidron. It shouldn't say yom of akedma tzefina nagma. It should be yoma next to yoma. It should go tzefina and then you go to kedma then nagma or either whichever way around. You want it clockwise or but whatever way around you go around. But it shouldn't be yom of akedma. Says the Klal Yoker Yisoid. Ain't a tshuva bali Yisrael. You want a tshuva? You want to have a salvation? He says Klal Yisrael only get a tshuva when bizman hashiflus because he brings a passing till him says kishocha laof. And then it says, Kuma is Rasalanu. So he says, why did Klal Yisrael only get the Yeshua when the Abtu was shiftless? Says the Klal Yoker, because Tam Shal Dovi is a cold man, Shane, but Tachlis is a shiftless. They don't rely on Hashem. When they think they try on that natural ways. So the Rebbeinu Shlom throws someone to the tachlis of shiflas, then they realize the only salvation he has is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes when you hit rock bottom, you realize that's that you have to come onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really, there's a chazal, which Rabbi Yaakov Netzke, I think in Parshas Azinu, discusses, Ein ha-gu'ula ba atzitzis yayish min ha-gu'ula. A person, the gu'ula will come till the yayish. Saying the chazal as is, seems to me literally means that the gu'ula already come when you give up from the gu'ula. It means atzitzis yayish min ha-gu'ula means you realize that you have no friends in the White House, so no friend in other places, and you realize that the only one that can bring the tshuva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Kli Yakeh is telling his wife for Ratzno, that when a person recognizes he won't go slowly, he'll go Yomah to Kedma, from the bottom you'll go all the way up to the other side, and that's why it says for Ratzno Yomah v'Kedma Tzfen Negmo, means you'll sprout from one end to the other end. You have to be on the lowest end to be able to get to the highest, and that's the way the Kli Yakeh learns that what Yaakov was telling Rachel, such a concept also. They have to realize, don't trust to me. The Ramban writes the same thing in Parshas Mishpatim, that when a person starts up with Almana and Yosem, the reason why you'll get punished, says the Ramban, is because other people rely on their friends when you start up with them. And Almana and Yosem has no friends, so who do they go to when they have trouble? They go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't stop with the Almana and Yosem because they're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have no friends. A person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be part of his life. Not to say that person is mizdavik but tzaddik, means something wrong with that. The Ramban himself in this week's parsha talks about pshat in snua Leah. By Yarki snua Leah, the Ramban's bothered by, why, how can it be that Leah was snua? Yaakov was over the halach of the sisters of snua of sinah. She has two pshatim. One pshat, the second pshat, the Ramban says snua means in reference to Rachel. In comparison, that once you, if you like one more than the others, the other one feels snua. That's the Ramban's aderech pshat. But he says another pshat, the Ramban says that the reason why Leah was snua is because Leah was far, he felt, Yaakov felt that Leah was part of the whole deal, that when Lavan gave Leah, Leah kept quiet that whole night, he says, and therefore, he felt she was, he had a tain on Leah, the way the Ramban learns. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Vayara Hashem kisnu aleah. If Yaakov's taina, the way the Ramban learns, seems to me it was a legitimate taina, that he was not ever taina on there, so what's Vayara Hashem kisnu aleah? Says the Ramban here, between the words, he says over here, that the reason why he says lefichach leikatzur ait velekim yoydaya ki linosel atzadik osasokein. She did this, even though she was, according to Yaakov's taina, the way the Ramban learns, she was wrong by not being telling, giving some remez that she's Leah. But why did she do this? Seemingly, the way the Ramban learns is that even though she was wrong, by the end of the day, she did this because she wanted to be miskarev to tzaddik. She didn't want to fall in Esav's hands. So since she did this, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rachmanes on that. So it doesn't mean a person's mistavik but tzaddik. Chazal seemed to tell us over here, the way on this Ramban, that even if somebody did something, the end of the day, the motive was to miskarev to a tzaddik, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam have rachmanas on you. So Abadav, but clearly the goal is to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's nice and everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one bringing the Yeshua, and if you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua, it will be zoichat to the Yeshua b'meir of Yomeinu. The Shabbos.